Michigan man claims to be Detroit boy reported missing in 1994 by Corey Williams for the Associated Press in Detroit. A quarter century ago, Duana Wiggins implored police and the public to help locate her four-year-old, who she said disappeared at a Detroit area mall just before Christmas. Wiggins, whose last name was Harris at the time, said Friday that she has had communications with a man who claims to be Dewan Sims, but she has doubts and no idea if he really is her son. "I have no clue whatsoever," she told the Associated Press on Friday from her home in Durham, North Carolina. "You would like to be hopeful." The man, whose name has not been released, told police in the suburb of Livonia that he believes he is Dewan, WDIV-TV reported. The man, whose name hasn't been released, told police that he believes he is Dewan, WDIV-TV reported. Wiggins told police on December 11, 1994, that Dewan disappeared while they were shopping. Surveillance video showed the mother inside Wonderland Mall, but there were no images of Dewan. "I was here at the department and we looked at all of the video. We checked everything and we never saw Dewan with his mother," police captain Ron Tague told the television station. Sergeant Shelley Holloway told the Detroit Free Press in 2009 that investigators were, quote, "pretty confident Dewan never made it to Wonderland Mall." The man has given police a sample of his DNA. Police haven't released any information about where he says he's been for the past 25 years or why he's finally come forward. "I guess what's odd is that he claimed that he didn't want any of this information out in the media, and from what I understand, he's put this out on social media," Tague said. Someone tagged Wiggins in Facebook posts this month in which the man says he believes he is Dewan. "He told her he was trying to find his birth family," she said. She didn't provide other details about what he said. "I reached out to him. We had conversations via Facebook," Wiggins told the AP. "I reached out to him once the story went viral on Facebook. I was trying to be compassionate to him and his story. This is still an investigation. It's not a joke." But Wiggins says she's wary and has been the target of, quote, "constant ridiculing due to the circumstances of Dewan's disappearance. With every other thing that's happened, it's been a negative about me," she said. Dewan now would be 29. He's still listed as missing on the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children website. The AP left a message at the police department seeking comment on the case. In April, Brian Michael Reaney claimed he was 14 and told police in Kentucky that he was Timothy Pitson, an Aurora, Illinois boy who disappeared in 2011 at age 6. Authorities said Reaney told them he escaped captors who sexually abused him. Federal authorities said they were suspicious after Reaney refused to be fingerprinted. DNA testing quickly revealed his true identity. Reaney had been released from a state prison in March after serving more than a year on burglary and vandalism charges. Prison records show he was accused of making up stories during his time there. When confronted with the DNA results, Reaney said he'd watched a story about Timothy on ABC's 2020 and wanted to get away from his own family, the FBI said. Authorities said he twice earlier portrayed himself in Ohio as a juvenile victim of sex trafficking. He faces trial next year on charges of aggravated identity theft and lying to FBI agents. AP News researcher Monica Mather in New York contributed to this report.